do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat in your hand?
That's on the cob.
Okay.
Corn on the cob means you take the shuck off it.
What do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Animal?
Yeah.
A horse or
no,
dog?
No, this is a little one. And it looks a lot like a cat.
Oh. That's called a little puppy.
No, now this is... This has got fur, and it's got a white stripe down its back, and it's black, and it smells bad. It's got... If you rile it up, it lets off this terrible smell.
Oh, you're talking about a polecat?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Well, you're talking about a polecat, that's not going to use me. That's giving too much. You getting that nugget mad day? I was hunting with one time, I had to run like this, everything got out of the way. That nugget hushed itself out there and fan like that. It's the same amount of smoke. Me and the dog had to get going. And that's what made that dog sick. That nugget made that dog sick. All them dogs lay down in the water, and I would get smoking them dogs all over.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, how long did it take you to get the smell off?
Well, he don't take long.
Uh-huh.
I get some pine top. And moss, make a smoke, and put a whole dog over.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes I smoke itself, and that's how it get on you.
Mm-hmm.
As a polecat.
Yeah, okay. What do you call something that lives near the water, and it's a little thing, it's about this big, and it hops along the ground?
She's talking about a frog.
Yeah. Well, now, what would you call the same kind of thing that lives on the land? And people say they'll give you warts.
Give yeah, water?
Mm-mm. It lives on the land.
What?
Would you call it a frog right on, or would you call it something else?
You say goes on water?
Yeah, well, you know, some live on the water, and some of them live on the land. I'm still talking about a frog. But would you call it a toady frog or a toad frog if it lived on the land?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's on the land. Well, you talking about the frog?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm saying that's a bullfrog. That's a bullfrog.
Okay.
I tried that nugget one time.
You what?
I tried to eat him one time. They told me he.
Was it any good?
I tell what that frog done. I was digging a dish. Is that what you're telling
them? Mm-hmm.
And I found that nugget in a dish. One of the big old bullfrog. And he tell me he eat like chicken. I said, I'm gonna try you out. I took that skipper and I cut his legs off him. And I put that up and I skinned him. And I put that up all out there. I said, if I can make out put a good hip, I'm gonna get the whole body.
Uh-huh.
So I laid it one side. I made a fire in the stove and I went around and took that frog and I put salt on first, all the good, them hips. Then I take my pepper, put it all on the good. Then I had some flour dough, and that's keeping it in there. And I had a pot of grease in the pot,
mm-hmm.
And so it was hot. And that's that thing in that hot grease. And I tell you what that frog done. And when I look back, I just said, dip! That frog done dipped on the floor. Out the pot.
For heaven's sake.
I had no more frog. I took the rest of the frog. The one, and I took my back, one piece dipped at the pot.
Oh my God.
And then now I'm looking at the thing, the other piece jumped on the floor. Out the pot. I said, look at that, all my grease and things, I lost on that frog. I said, no more frog.
I don't blame you.
I said, no more frog. I picked that skip up, grease and all, out in the yard, even. Throw it out the yard. I said, no more frog. I said, no more, you can't tell me about frog no more. I tell Silver about that frog. You can't cook that frog. He ain't seen that pot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to see that pot, you gotta knock that pot up. Then he didn't know to be jumping on the toss. Can't get out. you put the little one on that top, that thing, that top, and knock jumps on that pot, knock that little pot. You said about that, what I told you, huh?